Level 2. Savers. These people put aside a small amount of money, usually, on a regular basis. The money is in a low-risk, low-return vehicle such as a money market checking account, savings account, or certificate of deposit, CD. If they have an individual retirement account, IRA, they have it with a bank or in a mutual fund cash account. They often save to consume rather than to invest, saving for a new TV, car, vacation, etc. They believe in paying in cash. They are afraid of credit and debt. Instead, they like the security of money in the bank. Even when shown that in today's economic environment, savings give a negative return after inflation and taxes, they are still unwilling to take on much risk. Little do they know that the U.S. dollar has lost 90% of its value since 1950 and continues to lose value annually at a greater rate than the interest a bank pays them. They often have whole life insurance policies because they love the feeling of security. People in this group often waste their most precious asset, which is time, trying to save pennies. They spend hours clipping coupons from the newspaper, and then at the supermarket, they hold up everyone else in line, fumbling to find those big savings. Instead of trying to save pennies, they could have put that time into learning how to invest. If they had put $10,000 into John Templeton's fund in 1954 and forgotten about it, it would have been worth $2.4 million in 1994. Or if they'd put $10,000 into George Soros's Quantum Fund in 1969, it would have been worth $22.1 million in 1994. Instead, their deep need for security, which is fear-based, keeps them saving in low-yield investments, such as bank CDs. You often hear these people saying, "A penny saved is a penny earned," or, "I'm saving for the kids." The real truth is that there is often some deep insecurity running them in their lives. In truth, they often shortchange themselves and the people they are saving for. They are almost the exact opposite of the level one investor. It is good to have some savings. It is recommended that you have 6 months to a year's worth of living expenses held in cash. But after that, there are far better and safer investment vehicles than money in the bank. To hold your money in the bank earning 5% while others are getting 15% and more is not a wise investment strategy.